It's 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Serving central Wisconsin since 1940.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Rocket Mortgage.
I'm Peter King in Orlando. Arizona is leading a coalition of Republican-led states planning to ask the Supreme Court to stop the Biden administration from lifting restrictions that keep migrants seeking asylum from being allowed into the U.S. It's a Trump-era rule born out of COVID, Loyola Law Professor Lori Levinson.
It's no surprise that the Republican governors are trying to go to the Supreme Court to delay the termination of Title 42. They are terribly concerned about what this will mean for immigration influx into their states. And therefore, Arizona is leading the charge.
This is so-called Super Saturday, the last full Saturday of shopping before Christmas. Despite high expectations, there may be less retail traffic than expected. KCOI-TV's John Palminteri is in Southern California.
The days of a shopping frenzy the week or so before Christmas may be behind us. Buying habits appear to be changing because of the choices and the impacts of inflation.
So basically, this is to create interaction, right?
One downtown Santa Barbara seller with creative educational books said he is hoping for a strong weekend ahead, but doesn't see the surge just yet.
Will former President Donald Trump face criminal charges for the Capitol insurrection? CBS's Christina Ruffini says the House Investigating Committee is leading toward that recommendation.
Committee member Representative Zoe Lofgren says the group will also make public the majority of its findings.
98% or better of what the committee records have been compiled, we intend to publish, yeah.
The potential charges against Trump include insurrection, obstruction of an official proceeding, and conspiracy to defraud the U.S. government.
We could find out about all of that during the committee's public meeting coming up on Monday. The Minnesota Vikings have been the talk of Minneapolis and the entire state all season long, but never more than right now after the greatest comeback in NFL history. At one point, the Vikings were losing to Indianapolis by 33 points. This from the WCCO Steve Thompson show.
The Vikings had 9 possessions in the second half. 9. That is unheard of.
The Vikings winning it with an overtime field goal, 39-36. And out of that sport that the rest of the world calls football, tomorrow's World Cup final could be one for the ages. CBS sports writer Ben Jacobs.
From Argentina's perspective, they were on a 36-game unbeaten run heading into the final. And from France's perspective, they've got that World Cup know-how because they won the trophy 4 years ago.
This is CBS News.
This hour's newscast is presented by Rocket Mortgage. When you need cash out of your home and a simple way to get it, Rocket can.
Guys, 2022's been a roller coaster year, so spoil her this Christmas by giving her the next best thing to wearing nothing at all. With soft, silky, naturally nude pajamas, exclusively from Pajamagram. Sensuous and smooth, naturally nude pajamas feel just like her own bare skin. Even more alluring than lingerie, the texture and touch of these pajamas is so seductive that you'll both love the feel of them. She'll love the feeling of wearing next to nothing at all, and you'll love the way they look. Best of all, Pajamagram does the wrapping for you with free gift packaging. Order today, and Pajamagram will also include a free matching naturally nude nightie with the purchase of naturally nude pajamas. That is free gift packaging and a free naturally nude nightie when you order today. Just go to Pajamagram.com. It's fast, easy, and delivery by Christmas is guaranteed. That's Pajamagram.com.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Chance for scattered snow showers tonight, otherwise overcast. Lows dip down to about 11, winds out of the west, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Cloudy skies again tomorrow, highs level off around 18. Partly cloudy skies tomorrow night, lows dip down to about 3 above. A dusting of snow tonight with another inch Monday through Monday night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently it's 22.
On the wrong side. Max Inc., we are local music. That was the Mascot Theory. Two songs from their latest releases, which are really good. I really like the new Mascot Theory a lot. That was Fast Car Getaway. And before that, we heard, to kick off the hour, The Wrong Side of the Tracks. Mascot Theory, I'm checking their page right now. That's why I'm a little distracted, seeing what's coming up on their calendar. Oh, yes. They're playing with the Lower Fifth at the Red Rooster on Saturday, January 21st. Happy Saturday, everybody. I'm Jimmy K. Rocker and Terry Barr are off tonight. Local original music from the state of Wisconsin with some regional stuff sprinkled in as well. Hope you're having a good evening. Still to come on tonight's show, Ty from Lords of the Trident is going to stop in. Lords of the Trident just wrapped up a Japan tour, and we're going to talk to Ty about their trip to Japan. Plus, Madwood Power Fest is coming up, too. Bad Year, a band from Milwaukee that I'm very fond of. Punk rock out of Milwaukee, Wisconsin. They'll be on after 8 o'clock. And we got a world premiere song from the Skin Tones after 8:30 tonight. The song is called Played in America, and you're going to love it. I've already listened to it like 9 times. I probably can karaoke it right now. And then 9 o'clock, Paul Flipowitz will join us. He's a blues legend, and he has brand new music out, too. We'll track through a few songs on his new CD. Of course, if you want to join the fun, you can do that. 844-967-2789. 844-96-PARTY. Tell me what's happening in your local music scene tonight. Maybe if you want to hear a band, love to play that for you. Music on the way from the Cancellations, Doozy, and Made of Blocks. Right now, new music from the Present Age. This is Week. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
Local music from Wisconsin. It's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
go. I'm done, sick and tired of being on the run from everything that I want. Let's blow this joint sky high, never to return. Just you wait till I'm fitting in these medium t-shirts. Beat red, trying hard, but I'm bad at playing pretend. I hide my narcissistic tendencies behind the fakest smile. I'm tired, I'm spent, I've done everything I can to make myself believe that I can keep on going.
Max Inc. Radio, we are local music. That's Doozy from Wausau, Wisconsin. Makes me feel. Cancellations before that with Happy Endings aren't for us. What's up, everybody? I'm Jimmy K, hanging out with you on a Saturday, giving you that original local music from Wisconsin, the most metal band in the world, Lords of the Trident. At least one of them is here anyway. We're going to do battle with one. That's Fang, a.k.a. Ty. We'll talk about the Japan tour, get a recap on that, plus all the goodies coming up for Lords of the Trident in the near future. Information later this hour, too, about our big New Year's Eve party at the spaceship.tv. I'll tell you all the details on that. Right now, new music from Made of Blocks. In Your Head, Smack Sync Radio.
You see me coming.
Everything's Sunny All the Time Always. That's the name of the new album from Made of Blocks on Max Inc. Radio on Civic Media. Max Inc. Radio is sponsored by Salvatore's Tomato Pies. There's pizza, then there's Sal's. Monona Drive, Livingston Street, and Sun Prairie. Order your tomato pie right now at salvatorestomatopies.com. And by thespaceship.tv. Buy tickets, see a show, check listings. Thespaceship.tv is a virtual venue for artists of all kinds. And our New Year's Eve show is going to be there. We'll have some details for that later on. Stick around. The most metal band in the world, Lords of the Trident, is next. It's Max Inc. Radio on Double Radio.
Got a problem with Max Inc. Radio? Send us an email. We'll forward it to The Onion. On Max Inc. Radio, radio for the people. You found Wisconsin's local music authority. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Radio. We are local music from 2011. Chains on Fire is the name of the album. That's Lords of the Trident there in Foggy Harbor Town. In studio with me right now is Ty Christian from Lords of the Trident. Hey, Ty, what's happening, brother?
Hey, how's it going? I'm doing pretty good.
So
I'm still getting used to the time change, getting back from the jet lag.
No doubt, man.
Yeah.
Different day altogether. So, Foggy Harbor Town, that was from Chains on Fire, 2011. Hearing that song to where you guys are right now, man, what were you thinking while you're on with the cans of that?
I was thinking, I haven't heard this song in a long time. It actually sounds pretty good. I'm like, oh yeah, we did write that song. Oh yeah, that's a pretty good song.
That's a great album. The Chains on Fire is one of my favorite albums.
Thank you. That album reminds me of the dank black mold filled basement where I frantically tried to mix it with the help of our friend Dano, telling me what I was doing wrong because I had no idea what the heck I was doing. But for not knowing what the heck I was doing, I think it turned out like pretty all right, pretty okay,
pretty okay, just pretty okay.
Yeah, it gets C plus. We'll say.
What an amazing couple of weeks Lords of the Trident has had. You went to Japan.
Yes. Yeah, we did.
First of all, where did this idea come from?
I've always wanted to tour Japan. Always, because Aki, the original guitarist of Lords of the Trident, the first guitarist of, the founding member of Lords of the Trident, he and I met in Japanese class. Mm. And I have a major in Japanese, amongst other things. And a lot of our friends from that time have moved to Japan, have been living in Japan for years. So I said, oh, well, we got a street team basically over there.
Yeah.
And I tried for many years to actually get a Japanese label interested in picking up Lords of the Trident. And every time I tried, they just said, pass, not interested. So I thought that doing a Japan tour was completely off the cards, not on the table, until I found a kind of a loophole. I got a direct contact with a guy who books for 70,000 tons of metal in Wacken, and he does showcase tours for bands in Japan. So we set up a Japanese tour through this guy, and had a lot of adventures getting there. That's for sure.
Yeah.
But yeah, the rest is history. Probably the most successful tour we've ever done. Sold out 3 out of the 8 shows, and the rest of the shows were very packed. We completely sold every piece of merch we brought over there. We left with nothing. It was wild. I like in hindsight, in retrospect, I should have ordered way more shirts. We ordered like 90 shirts, 90, yeah. and all of them were gone, which never happens by right. The end of a tour. So wild.
Ty for Lords of the Trident here. Ty, it's always nice to visit places you enjoy.
It is. It's nice to visit places you enjoy, isn't it?
I'm glad you're laughing at that. E-Dub said you would laugh.
Oh yeah. E-Dub knows me well. Yeah.
So a couple of the shows were sold out over in Japan, which is incredible. Like you said, people were standing, shoulder to shoulder or whatever.
Yeah.
How did the word get out about Lords?
Frankly, I have no idea. We have been selling CDs through a couple of CD shops in Osaka for probably 10 years now, and the one of the things where I knew the time was right for us to go over to Japan was we sent them a case of 60 copies of The Offering, our latest album. And the next morning I got an email from the guy who runs this shop, and he's like, hey, great news, all the copies are gone. And I was like, did they get lost in the mail? And he's like, no, they all sold out overnight.
Send
like,
more copies.
Yeah, basically. Yeah. So I'm like, 60 copies in one night? What, So I knew we had some fans over there, but I was not ready for the deluge of people that showed up. And there were a number of people that went to like one show based on the suggestion of, some of their friends, and then followed us on tour for the rest of the show. There was one guy who came to Monday night show.
What are they called? Oh my God, I just pray. The roadie guys.
The kind of diehard
fans.
So one guy came to a Monday night show in Nagoya and then followed us for the next 5 days. showed up to every single show. By the end, he was like, he knew all the stage banter. He was singing along to all the, like, he knew what was coming next. Like, this dude was a true diehard. He was crazy.
Did he have costume?
He did not, but by the end, he bought enough patches where I'm sure he could have made his own, you know, vest out of Lords of the Trident patches. But, you know, we were also very lucky that we offered, so we partnered with a boutique travel agency out of Los Angeles to put together basically a tour package for our diehard fans here in America. And so we put together a sightsee by day, follow Lords of the Trident on tour in Japan by night tour package through this company called Packset Tours.
Yeah.
So we actually had about 20 people, 20 of our fans on Patreon who were like following us around in Japan and getting to see all the sights. And it was just absolutely a wonderful experience, just a legendary experience. It was really, really great.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Amazing. Yep. What was it like traveling with the Patreon family?
Oh, it was super fun. It was really, really nice. Yeah, it was great that one of the greatest things for me is because I've been to Japan a number of times,
right.
And it's showing other people, especially people that you're close to, giving them these kind of Japan experiences for the first time and seeing their reaction to it. So case in point, I brought them out to this place in Ibaraki, which is way out in the sticks, right? It's kind of like akin to going up to Superior, Wisconsin, right? You know, it's like it's way up there, way out there, kind of far away from metropolitan areas. And they have one of the world's biggest statues. In fact, from, I want to say, like 2000 to 2012, it was the world's biggest freestanding statue. Mm-hmm. You know, five times the size of the Statue of Liberty. Huh. And it's this giant Buddha. And one of my main kind of like memories of going to Japan for the first time is going out and seeing that Buddha like from miles in the distance.
Yeah.
And then you get close to it and you're like, oh my God, this is so big. And just, you know, bringing everybody out there and getting an opportunity to kind of have that reaction through their eyes again was really fun.
What an amazing experience this had to have been for everybody involved.
Absolutely.
Groupies. That's where I was going. Was the group, the Lords of the Trident groupies.
We definitely had some groupies, that's for sure.
Ty from Lords of the Trident is joining us here. Madwood Power Fest is coming up soon.
Yes. Yeah.
Well, you know, not soon, but you know, in our calendars where we work doing shows and stuff like that. It's happening tomorrow, Ty.
Exactly. Always on our minds. Yeah. Constantly.
What's cooking this year for Madwood Power?
Oh, we got a big year this year.
You're at the Sylvie.
Yep, this is our first year at the Sylvie. So we moved from a 500 capacity venue to a 2,500 capacity venue. And this year, I mean, I'll be honest, this year's kind of the make or break year for Mad with Power Fest. We started Mad with Power Fest out of spite because a bunch of other festivals kept dicking us around, basically.
Yeah.
And there's one major festival in the U.S. called Prague Power USA, who brings 1,000 people to their festival every year. So I want Mad with Power Fest this year to have at least 1,001 attendees.
1,001.
Yeah. I want one more, one greater. It goes to 11. but yeah, this year it's at the Sylvie. We've got an amazing lineup. Headliner for the main night, Saturday night, Unleash the Archers, Juno Award winning Unleash the Archers. For those of you who don't know what the Juno is, it's the Canadian Grammy. Mm. So they are basically Grammy Award winners headlining the second night. Sorry. The first night headliner is still a secret at this given moment because we're still working on contract negotiations. But I will say, if we get this headliner and Unleash the Archers, we got 1,001 tickets in the bag. Doesn't matter who else is playing. Lords of the Who? Nobody cares. It's going to be incredible.
What's the date? What's the date of Mad with Power?
So Mad with Power Fest is always the third week of August, so I believe for 2023, that's like the 18th, 19th, or something like that. I'm not. It's just, you know, look on the website, madpowerfest.com.
Your turkey's early. I suspect 1,002 people are going to want to go.
I'm hoping.
And it's going to sell out.
I'm hoping. Yeah. I think we're going to cap tickets at 1,500. I think we're going to say 1,500 is the max because I want people to be able to have a little bit of room to spread out. And, of course, we've got all the arcade games, all the pinball. I'm going to have to actually bring in this year since we have so much extra room. I'm trying to get five times the arcade and pinball games that we had happening for this last year.
More games. Mm-hmm. In the more near future is Wisconsin Metal Fest.
Yeah. So we've been, you know, with Mammoth Power Fest and stuff like that, we've been working with Frank Productions for a long time. They've been trying to get us on their yearly fest where they do, you know, Folk Fest, Punk Fest, Metal Fest. Wanted to get us on Metal Fest for many years, and we finally did it. Us, Casket Robbery, and good longtime friends, Droids Attack, coming up there. That's going to be at the High Noon on January 6th, and I'm really excited about that.
It's a good show. It really, I mean, metal is such a large genre, but you have Lords of the Trident, which, you know, you guys are, you know, metal, thrash almost, maybe, I don't know, but Droids Attack, kind of stoner doom.
Yep.
And then you have, tell me the other band.
Casket Robbery.
Thank you. Thraw.
Who's very, very death metal.
Yes, they are. They're awesome.
Yeah.
Hey, real quick, tell me about the video. In fact, one of the videos that is upcoming for Lords of the Trident is a cover of a Japan band.
Yep. So one of the most fun things that we did on our Japan tour was every night we covered a song by this band, Anthem.
Anthem.
Which is one of my favorite Japanese metal bands of all time. And they have this 2-minute banger, exactly 2 minutes long, called Destroy the Boredom.
Oh, I love it.
And it's got a bunch of like rapid fire Japanese like singing. It's essentially like singing 1 week where you chicken China, the Chinese chicken, you
have to get that song.
I know, but it's like it's that speed of Japanese singing. And so you know, I'd get up there and just blast through this song, and just people's mouths were agape. So we had so much fun playing this song. We decided, let's go ahead and record it. So we're in the process of recording it right now. And while I was in Japan, I had the idea of making a music video for this song. So I basically lip-synced along to the original song with my GoPro in front of probably like 12 or 13 different major landmarks in Japan.
Nice.
And then we just cut it together super like hyper fast. And that's going to be our music video along with some extra footage from hanging around, walking around in Japan from the shows.
Does the other band know yet? The Japan band?
So the funny thing was that every time we played that song afterwards, somebody would come up to us, you know, in Tokyo or Nagoya or Kobe.
And you already played it. Okay.
And they'd be like, oh, I know the drummer from Anthem, or oh, the guitarist from Anthem is my brother's best friend, or oh, you know, oh, I'm going to tell them that you're covering their song. So I'm expecting Anthem to give us a call any day now and be their support for their next Japan tour, I'm hoping.
They want some royalties too.
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
Ty, it's always a pleasure seeing you. You've been supportive of MaxSync Radio since day one. The days in my basement.
Yeah, those were good days. But
they were.
Came, you know, when the radio station came with free cats.
Yes, I don't have any cats or dogs here.
Yeah.
Remember the dog that used to bite you if you used to pet it?
Yeah.
Mott's. Love Mott's.
Very, very cute.
All right, so Wisconsin Metal Fest. Give the date and details for that real quick.
Wisconsin Metal Fest, January 6th. Doors at 7, show at 8. It's us, Droids Attack, Casket Robbery. It's going to be an absolute blast. We are, by the way, we are going to be playing that anthem song in Japanese at Wisconsin Metal Fest. So if you want to see what that's all about, if you want to hear us play that song live before it comes out on the video form, come to Wisconsin Metal Fest. It's going to be a real fun time.
Can you say Max Inc. Radio rocks, Jimmy K is awesome in Japanese?
Sure. Let's see. Jimmy K wa sugoi desu. Max Inc. Radio wa saigo sai. Let's see. How do I say rocks? Let me see. Sugoi. Max Inc. Radio wa sugoi datta omoimasu. I said you're great, you know.
Thank you. You're great, too. Hey, let's do some Maximus stuff here. Lords of the Trident. This is from 2011. O come, Emmanuel. Max Inc. Radio, we are local music. That mourns in lonely exile here. Until the Son of God arrives.
Thank you. table sat three large cookies for Santa to eat, if he's willing and able. Now these were not your average cookies made with earthly butter and flour. These cookies, when ingested, give you a special, greener kind of magical power. Christmas would be very different this year, for when Santa leaves our house, he'll be in a state of euphoric cheer. The fires were alight on this brisk Christmas night as we stumbled upon old Chris in a giggly delight. We ripped out our wares and we roasted all night, and this is how we found out Santa knows how to party right.
Civic Media, I am Dragon there, and Santa's special treats. Hey, thanks to Ty from Lords of Trident for coming in tonight. Really appreciate that. Stick around. Next hour, Bad Year is going to join us right after the top of the hour break here. And also, the Skin Tones will pop in because they have brand new music as well. You are listening to Max Inc. Radio.
Tired of hearing the same top 40 songs over and over and over and over? Try
The committee investigating the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol is holding what may be its final hearing Monday, December 19th, starting at noon. Listen for special live coverage on your local civic media radio station, then join the conversation as your favorite hosts talk about the hearing, the final report, and what it all means to you. It's insight you won't find anywhere else. Tune in on Monday, December 19th at noon to your local civic media radio station, also streaming on the Civic Media app.
Lights, camera, action. It is time for your close-up with WFHR's Star of the Day featuring Culver's. Listen to WFHR every Friday morning at 8:30. We'll play a quote from a famous movie, name the actor, character, or movie, and you'll win two value baskets and two concrete mixers from the superstars at Culver's in Wisconsin Rapids. Join us Fridays to be WFHR's Star of the Day featuring Culver's.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.